One of the most important things a mom can remember is she cannot allow herself to attempt to relive or upgrade her own childhood. When raising a daughter, remember this daughter is an individual, not someone you can use to enjoy some things you felt you missed when you were a little girl.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, with special guest, Rosemary Barnes, for this week's topic of mothers and daughters. And I don't know, Rosemary, if you've noticed, but there's so many things for girls to do these days. I mean, just even with my stepdaughters and the kinds of birthday parties that they have for little kids. And sometimes I think everything was homegrown, home done. Yes, but now you have these, you know, salon parties where everybody goes and gets their hair and makeup done. And
how young? And, how young do little girls do that?
Six?
No.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to a seven-year-old's party, and it was at this a salon party for, but it's a salon made for birthday parties for little girls. I mean, and you could spend easily $100 on accessories just on little things to add to their experience. I'm thinking,
oh, wow.
This is a little much for a six-year-old. So I did a version of it at home, but, you know, just to have a little fun. But there's so many options these days that you could literally drive yourself crazy as a modern mom. Trying to get your kids to have every experience there is available to you or to your kids these days.
And again, going back on what Bob said earlier, sometimes, you know, are we doing that because, wow, I never got to have my nails done when I was 12 or 8 or whatever. And sometimes I think we feel like we missed out when we see all those things that are available to small children today. And wow, I would have loved to have done that. I wish my mother had taken me. I wish my mother had had a birthday party for me, you know, or something like that. And so that feeling of loss, perhaps, or, you know, whatever we project sometimes on our children, our little girls.
Sometimes there's the opposite effect too, or like my parents were too strict on me too. And so, you know, I remember fighting with my mom over clothes. I'm just going to let my daughter, I don't want to fight with her, so I'll just let her dress.
Right.
Obviously, you didn't get the lesson here, you know.
Yeah.
Something just is it. But I've seen tons of moms just say, oh, I used to argue all the time with my mom. That's not the relationship I want with my daughter. So have at it, daughter.
Right.
And then, well, you're setting yourself up for
for a lot of
danger.
Problems. Exactly.
Well, think about it, though. And we've got two generations in here. Ruth, you're the age of our daughter. How much it has changed for the female, not the male. The male always had all these sports he could play, all these activities. Pretty much in my high school, and correct me, Rosemary, I don't remember if I look back, a girl could be a cheerleader and that's it.
Play clarinet in the band.
Yes, you did play clarinet in the band.
I played bench and volleyball.
but yes, so that's perfect. I don't remember any, I really don't remember any sports. And I went to high school in Washington, D.C. And I don't remember any sports for girls. And if there were, the fact that I don't even remember them is a statement that, you know, for the four people that showed up for whatever the sport was the girls played. And they would have that once
field
a year
hockey.
Powder puff football game that the cheerleaders and the pom-pom squad did or whatever that was. That was whatever. And then all of a sudden it comes your generation, Ruthie, where there are, and we realize rightly so, we need some more venues for little girls rather than being out there on the field in their little short skirts and jumping up and down. Mm-hmm. That was a horrible statement I just made about cheerleading. And I didn't mean it quite as harsh, but yes. But we needed more options. And all of a sudden, there are more options and gymnastics and all these cool things that girls can do right now. And so you're a mom and you're watching it even more now. It's amazing what little girls can do. And you begin to realize a lot of things. Was I second class? I mean, I wasn't second class as a little girl growing up, but I felt like, wow, there's so many more things. And so I didn't get to do them. And whether I realize this consciously or not, I'm going to have my daughter do these things. My daughter might not have even asked to do these things, but I'm going to have my daughter do this special kind of party for me. But I would never say that out loud. And I might not even know it. And I'm going to relive some of these things. And I didn't make cheerleader or I was a cheerleader. And I want my daughter to. And some of the things we've heard in the media of what moms have done to see
amazing.
To it.
The pageant stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we had a suicide that a mom manipulated in Texas over a cheerleading incident by creating a text relationship and a Facebook relationship with another girl who was going to get the job, the win the spot on the cheerleading team instead of her daughter, and totally humiliated this girl on Facebook to the point where the girl hung herself in the closet. And so it's a situation where what moms are doing with their daughters, sometimes you think that their daughters are little more than marionette puppets on the end of a string that moms are doing for themselves, but in their brain they're acting like, I'm doing this for you. And I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And there are those daughters that, wow, I would be really happy not to even be doing any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. How do you really know the different, like, is there a way that you can kind of tell, man, I think I'm doing this because I didn't do it in my past, or I'm doing this for me more than I am for her? Mm-hmm. Is there some kind of line there you should?
I think just really thinking it through and just, you know, stepping back and saying, now, wait a minute, let me think about this. My daughter hasn't even expressed an interest in having a salon party or whatever. Why am I doing that? And just really thinking it through. I don't, you know, I think that that would be the key, is to just analyze yourself and think, you know, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm. Because even there are some girls that are even so headstrong too, where you're thinking, I need to teach this child to complete things, to go through with things. And yes, these are good lessons, and she needs to go through piano lessons for a million years because I quit halfway, and mm-hmm. that's not going to happen to my daughter. And she's complaining the whole time. So, mm-hmm. and I'm saying piano because that's happened to me too. Uh-huh.
Well, you're talking about our home, right?
Oh,
there. Yeah. Yes. No,
that's why we had piano lessons
think there was a little regret on your part that you never got to take piano lessons. And we have a daughter who's very musical. And I do think to this day, Tori wished that we had been harder on her with piano lessons so that she would learn more. But I do think some of it's natural. I didn't get to do this. Okay. So I want you to experience this for you. And it's not just that I'm vicariously doing this so that I can experience it through you. I'm the hand inside the glove that's getting to play the piano now. But I think there are times now when dad needs to kind of analyze, okay, wife, honey, why are we pursuing this at this level? Mm-hmm. Why have we now gone from local to countywide to statewide, whatever it is? Are we robbing this child, this daughter of ours? Or are we trying to keep this daughter of ours so busy that she can't have a boyfriend? We want her all signed up because we're terrified that she's going to have a boyfriend and do whatever comes with boyfriends. We do have to back up, and mom has to back up and think, why are we doing this? Is this that much better than bringing my daughter in the kitchen and using cooking meals together as an opportunity, not just to teach her how to cook a meal, because I think you ought to do that with sons also, but just as an excuse to talk while we're cooking the meal and having fun while we're cooking the meal, and have the triumph of letting dad know when he comes in the door, Tori cooked this meal, and so dad can go crazy. This is unbelievable. Not so crazy that you wants to sign up for chef school, but crazy that this is incredible. This is so this little girl can find, wow, I got an attaboy. You know, that was just amazing. That look how dad just asked for more. And there were times when I asked for more when I really didn't want more, but I asked for more because of the little look on her face and these victories and these triumphs. I just think we have to be very careful why we're busying our children to death, why we're creating human beings instead of human doings. And mom has to monitor what her real motives are behind these things.
Mm. You know, you're talking about cooking a meal together. I'm thinking back of the old days in the Little House on the Prairie days, mm-hmm. when they used to have quilting bees and they would do tasks, they'd can together and all that kind of thing. And I think that was a great opportunity of bonding between women. And I think that we can mimic that in a lot different sort of way today, like through a task that we learn to enjoy together. But I think there is a very important aspect here that we need to make sure that the relationship is the way it's supposed to be, that you are the mother, you are not the friend, you are not the buddy. And as you're developing things that we can do together, mom and daughter, that are wholesome and healthy, we don't want to make it be a buddy deal, because then that is very unhealthy for the daughter.
So what does that look like? getting to the front.
That looks like often mom in difficulties and frustrations sharing a little too much with her daughter, making her an equal in the information network of our marriage or this or that, where all of a sudden, you know, she's a daughter, she's a child still, she shouldn't be carrying some information around with her. And I think there's sometimes when daughters can be brought into, I'm getting ready to make a decision on such and such, not the big ones, but the others, just to learn the decision-making process. And I think part of this whole thing, though, is helping this daughter in the discussions and in the talks understand there is a freedom for this past two generations that's never been for a woman. The Little House on the Prairie generation you talked about, she was pretty locked. There's just a lot of things, doors that were closed to her. Now there's doors that are open, and yet to continue to open those doors, it's a little confusing for her and confusing for today's boy. Today, if you watch many of the shows that are targeting children, many of the shows make the female the doctor and the boy is the assistant, and the female's the dentist and the boy's the assistant. And we've gone a little overboard. One of the things I loved about the Muppets is you weren't sure what gender they were. They were even though Ernie is a boy's name, they were kind of genderless in all the things they did. Miss Piggy was definitely a female. But it was a little easier rather than locking our kids down. I want my daughter to dream, and I want her mom to help her dream and dream, why did God put me on this planet? And he put you for a reason. But I don't want a daughter to dream past her reproductive privileges and seeing from her mom, but honey, yes, and Rosemary has a master's degree, and you have a master's degree, and Ruthie, and yet the greatest privilege you have is not your degree, it's your femininity. And the greatest privilege, you know, for Rosemary over and over to say has been to be a mom. It's been the greatest privilege I've had. And a daughter needs to hear that that's not a settling in a culture on Survivor that made an interesting statement on one of the recent Survivors where they were interviewing, and one of the ladies, when they said, what do you do in the opening of Survivor? I'm just a mom. She literally said, I'm just a mom. Mm-hmm. Highest privilege there is. Such a high privilege that I hurt for friends, for some of our female friends that would love to be a mom. Mm-hmm. And it's not happening. And so I want her to see in a relationship with her mom, daughters, to see, yes, I get to do this. And yes, I got to get a master's degree and was a professional in the community. Then I got to be a mom. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was a high calling.
And I think we talked about it earlier in the week, but I think helping the female daughter see her gifts and see her character traits and develop that. You know, you're very, very good in the sciences. Yeah, I think if you're interested in pursuing medicine, I think you'd make a wonderful doctor, that kind of thing. And just really developing what you see emerging in your daughter.
Who God is calling her to be.
Exactly.
Which might be totally different from what God has called, because maybe you're not scientific or mathematical, and she totally got her daddy's brains or whatever.
Right, exactly. So, I agree.
And on the flip side of that, if I really was a woman that grew up in a home, a young woman that grew up in a home and wanted to be a doctor, but that was not in my dad's DNA or my mom's DNA for me, and so I'm going to create a venue for you to be a doctor, whether that's your gift or not, whether that's your calling or not. In reality, everyone is fearfully and wonderfully made in God in Psalm 139?
139.
Yes, I can never remember where that is. 139. Both of you knew that night, didn't shame on me. And he wove her together in her mother's womb and watched over in the darkness and secrecy of that. And her days were written, it says, before she was a was. It's such a cool passage. Mm-hmm. And so in the reality of that, it's a part of the mom's job to look into her daughter's heart and see, who is this? This is a becoming. This is a person becoming that was created to become something. And it's not to become something that I didn't get to become. And it's not to experience something that I didn't get to do. And it's not to pursue some conquest that mom didn't get to because she was held back by her gender. It's what has God got for you? And I'm here to help you discover it. And we're going to embrace it together. And I'm not going to relive my life through you.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob and Rosemary Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And if you want to hear this program again or share it with another mom or a daughter, you can, or even a dad, you can listen online at parentingtoday.org, where there's a variety of ways to share the program and even sign up to get it along with the blog in your email every day. And to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, all that the ministry does and the resources that help the ministry, that's online at shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And if you are blessed by the program and would like to give the ministry a simple $10 that would add on to your cell phone bill, just text the letters SH to the number 41518. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for more on mothers and daughters here on Parenting Today.